I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, I think we're going to have some amazing information coming your way in the next hour, and we're going to be closing up some loose ends from the last program related to the Flat Earth, the Mandela Effect, 5G, and then we're going to get into some really outside-the-box concepts with respect to not only creating excellent health, but the advanced course in curing things that are issues. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Sachidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Hari
that was Sri Swami Sachidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. And I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for new listeners to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. Given due credit to those courageous souls who do provide service to those in emergency need and care, I tip my hat, but as far as the mainstream medical program is concerned, I have no use for that program whatsoever, nor big pharma. I might also, at this point, give my gratitude and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, as you're already making the optimum difference in this world just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And I might also add that I much appreciate hearing from listening audience with respect to program content, or from successes that you've achieved through ideas, methods, concepts, techniques that you've heard on this program. And you can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. And nothing makes my week more than hearing about your successes. And I'm also interested in any bits of information you care to send my way, as well as any questions that you may have concerning topics that I present on the program. So don't be shy. I know there's lots of old-time listeners out there. I sometimes hear from people that have listened for the program for 10 years, and they say, well, I've just never got around to emailing. So I certainly want to throw out that invitation, because that's much, much appreciated. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, I naturally reviewed the last show, and I noticed there were a few little loose ends that I wanted to tidy up before we move on to some of the major topics for tonight's program. And one of those loose ends was concerning a channeling from Angeal Rose, and that's spelled A-I-N-G-E-A-L, Angeal, Rose, R-O-S-E. And, you know, I came across her channelings for the first time back in, May, that I was looking at information and channelings that she does from Source Energy, and it was related to what's commonly called the Soul Trap. And I really thought she did a really wonderful job with that. And so I kind of went back to check up on her, and she was doing a channeling concerning Flat Earth. And on the last program, I had mentioned that I thought possibly she might have been a Flat Earther before her channeling. But bottom line is, I think she probably changed her mind, because the information that she got was that the Earth is, in fact, spherical. Now, there was a point in the description from Source Energy that said, well, depending on what dimension you're looking at the Earth from, well, I guess if you want to look at dimensions, then any dimension would appear theoretically as a flat plane or a disk, much the way the Milky Way galaxy looks. But in my opinion, the only connection between our Earth and flat, based on the five senses that we're using and the center of the controversy that seems to be going on with all these people that think the Earth is flat, is not about looking at it from a different dimension, but looking at it from the dimension we're in, which is the third, and using our five senses as the tools for the observation. And giving those ramifications, although the universe is indeed holographic, and may be created from a flat disk, the actual Earth that we experience is, in point of fact, round. And I will accept that people may want to write into me some additional information concerning this topic. I'm not really interested in debating it because I don't really think we're going to prove anything on the radio, but I just want to pass on to my long-term ET Yoga listeners the facts as I perceive them. And for people that want to continue to believe the Earth's flat, it's fine by me. I don't have any axe to grind or anything to convince you of, except that we'll give you more of a limited experience of all that is, as outlined in the last program of ET Yoga. So you could go back to the program 2 weeks ago, go to the archives, and you could go to the radio or the archives easily by going to my website, etyoga.com. Hit the radio archive button, which is on the main page, and it'll take you to the last few shows, and you can hear what I had to say about that last week in much detail. And I might also add that I did get into a little bit of the topic concerning the 5G rollout, which in my opinion is 5G, the rollout of artificial intelligence, as well as providing some frequencies with the 60 gigahertz cycle that they're having that's going to cause vitamin D deficiency in people. It'll also create oxygen deficiency. So it's messing with our water molecules. It's messing with our oxygen molecules, messing up our immune system. And it's basically analogous to being inside a TSA scanner at the airport, but 24/7. And I have thrown out some questions or threw out to the ET Yoga listening audience last week about people's methods of trying to deal with this. And I did hear from one of the listeners, and I wholeheartedly agree that a good approach would be to go to Solara on Ra, that's S-O-L-O-R-A, Solara on Ra, A-N-R-A. She has some Pleiadian channelings concerning Pleiadian daily practices, which you can access on YouTube. And during one of those, she does go into a meditation that not only connects and intends to connect and activate your 12 chakras with your 12 strands of DNA, but also during that daily routine, there is a creation of a golden dome around your aura that's thick. And I do believe that this would serve as some protection for this radio waves and radioactive emissions from these this 5G network that's being installed as we speak. And another suggestion was to also, you could also visualize yourself inside a Merkaba vehicle in that is violet in color. And with respect to some information from Joe Imbriano, and that's I-M-B-R-I-A-N-O, and I think you can get some really good information from him on YouTube concerning some of these harmful effects of 5G that you're not going to read about in your newspaper and probably are never going to be tested for. So I would suggest you, if you want to research the subject, he's a good place to start. And he also suggests carbonyl iron, which is a microwave absorber. That's carbonyl iron. And also carbon-60, which is in olive oil, by the way. And it attracts metals and eliminates them from the body. And because clearly we're being poisoned with metals. And so he lists some practical tools here that would also assist. I'm not certain to what extent all these ideas will be totally effective, but I do know that it's definitely a step in the right direction. Now, moving on to the other topic that I wanted to tidy up a little bit was about the Mandela effect. And the Mandela effect, in my opinion, the only way that you can begin to wrap your head around it is to, first you have to come to the conclusion that it's a merging of two timelines. And this merging of two timelines, where this particular one that is not the old timeline to differentiate, is the dominant one. so that if you look at a world globe right now, you're going to see, for example, South America is about 1,900 miles east of where it was in the old timeline. And the location of the Earth in the Milky Way galaxy in the old timeline, it was on the outskirts of the Milky Way galaxy, and now we are closer to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So, and interestingly enough, it's not about people misremembering. I've seen lots of articles on the YouTube. People think that people are just all misremembering, and there's some confabulation of brain problems, and there's CERN's involved, and there's a big, they're all manipulating your memories around. No, it's not about any of that. People are remembering accurately, and proof of that is clear. You can go on YouTube and you can find Carl Sagan explaining where we are, which is on the outskirts of the Milky Way galaxy in the old timeline. You can find the old maps if you go online and do some searching, and you can see that the old maps still exist. So we're seeing maps that show the Earth the way it was in the old timeline and the way it is in the new timeline. So what memory problems involved with that? Not about memory problems. That's just ridiculous. That's for people who are stuck with the concept that there's only one Earth, and so thus, from that perspective, they can't make sense of any of this unless the people are whacked that are talking about the Mandela effect, or that they're having memory problems or whatever, because they're not having similar problems, so they can't make sense of it. But They're on the wrong road here in terms of trying to understand it. Now, if you're one of the people that is not experiencing the Mandela effect, then I think that's all well and good, too, because that just means that you are indigenous to this particular timeline. And when people start talking about how the things that they remember differently, just have some compassion for their perspective, because it's not because they're whack. It's because things were different in the other timeline. Now, the interesting aspect of this, however, is how do you make sense of this one, for example? They're like the man that's living in Japan right now with his wife, and his father comes to visit and asks the son, how did he enjoy the visit of his brother, who stayed there for a month? And he doesn't even, he's going like, what? When did he stay here for a month? And then his wife and the father talk about when the brother was there. Well, he wasn't there. So the bottom line is, clearly what's happening here is that there's been some merging from the old timeline, not only in terms of geographical areas and changes in movie lines and, you know, letters and names and products, etc., but there's also been a merging of consciousness from some of your between your consciousness in one timeline and your consciousness in this timeline. So there's been some merging of that as well. And clearly, everybody didn't merge. So my summation there is that if you're one of the people that remembers, that is experiencing the Mandela effect, and you're aware of it, then there's probably a pretty fair chance there's a good reason for that. And the reason is that it was more useful in terms of the universe and your spiritual progress to have been moved from that timeline to this one without going through the reincarnation process. So I would consider that a very positive sign towards your spiritual growth, not necessarily one that you should gloat about to be superior, because it just happens to be that everybody didn't get moved. And clearly, in my opinion, if you look at information from Andy Bisaggio, who did some time travel into the future from the 1970s or 80s into 2013, looked back at 2012, he did see a solar flash that was the cause of the end of that time. Well, not the end of the timeline that he saw, but the end of about 70% of the planet. So bottom line here is that the cosmic awareness, and if you go to cosmic awareness, Letter to Humanity, December 22nd, 2012, you will see also confirmation there that he says if you still find yourself in a third-dimensional reality after that date, then know that you are still in transition. And he also concurs that timeline ended. Now, I'm not buying into the CERN fear stuff that's out there, because they're through their, oh, some whistleblower or whatever, some scientist that used to work at CERN's trying to take credit for this Mandela effect, and also trying to take credit for them saving us from the catastrophe from the old timeline, and because it was due to a third world war. I'm not buying that, because I don't think that the ETs in this timeline nor that one would allow such a thing. But I do agree that some sort of a natural event such as the solar flash may have ended that timeline. Now, whether it ended it or not, we're still here and moving on. So whether you want to maybe if you get into doing a past life regression, maybe you can find out exactly what transpired for you during that particular event, because just because you don't remember it doesn't mean it didn't happen. All the abductions that took place by the Greys, when people, a lot of people don't have any conscious memory of being abducted. So as cosmic awareness would say, nothing happened and a lot happened. That's the paradox. So that's my take on the Mandela effect. And I'd also like to move on to what I think is a really important topic, because I don't know what's more important than human health. And the perspective that I've always taken was similar to that of Barbara Marciniak. And she would state that your body is a magnificent self-healing, self-repairing system. It's an organic wonder that you have yet to truly appreciate. And that the belief in a vital, healthy existence is one of the most wisest beliefs to embrace. And as true with all beliefs, the bottom line is that you must believe it. So a key to vital health is the ability to sustain love for yourself and excitement for life. And there is no need to embrace any fearful labels of disease. Remember that forgiveness is a self-healing act that releases you from the lower vibrations of anger and judgment. Forgiveness permits you to move forward in the game so you can get on with the adventure of living a joyful life. You are capable of accomplishing greatness when you believe in yourself. Remind yourself that you are a co-creator of the multiverse, that life is about change, and that everything can be healed if you're willing to do the work. And you need to accept responsibility for the ability to create excellent health, as many are discovering that cure is not the overall intent of modern medicine, because treatment involving the use of expensive poisons and medications is far more lucrative than discovering the cause and purpose of the physical and or mental imbalance. And that's the key to the whole idea of the program tonight, is that, you can be responsible for creating excellent health. I mean, nobody in the system's creating any excellent health for you. It's all based on problem reaction, react to the symptoms, pay no attention to the cause, and let's find a way to manage the disease, not cure it, because otherwise they lose you as a customer. And that's the position that I started doing ET yoga with. And I'm still on the same page about 10 years later. And also with the ability to deal with issues as they arise. So we're going to talk about that from the point of view that's also backed up by science, by the way, which is kind of great, I think, that over the years there's been more and more scientific evidence of this fact. And I was so thrilled to see the YouTube video by Greg Braden, that's B-R-A-D-E-N, Greg Braden, who has a video that's called Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, about a woman from North America who had an inoperable tumor, went over to the Beijing Center there in Beijing, China, at the Qigong Center, and three practitioners there basically dissolved her tumor in about 3 minutes. And of course, yeah, she was a believer in the process as well. And there is documented proof and evidence visually of that. So if you check out that subject, then you'll see what's actually possible. It may seem like a miracle to Western science, because Western science is not involved in this, nor would they ever, because there's no money to be made on it. I think the patients at this Beijing Qigong center, we're paying like something like $100 a month to stay at this center. And, Western science wouldn't be interested in curing anybody anyway, in my opinion. Now, the other perspective to take is that the body itself is an image projected by the mind. And in a state of health, the mind keeps this image intact and balanced. However, injury and pain can cause us to withdraw our attention to the affected spot. And in that case, the body image starts to deteriorate and its energy patterns become impaired, unhealthy. So the healer restores the current pattern. This is done instantly on the spot, and after which the patient's own mind takes over responsibility for maintaining it that way. And it also is interesting to note that the mind is non-local and independent of the brain. And in fact, I know a woman that's, if you looked at a brain scan, she's got 90% of her brain's missing, but she still functions like relatively normal. Because the mind definitely is independent of the brain. And your consciousness is not in your brain either. It's in the, let's call it for lack of another word, the auric field or the energy field or surrounding your body. And the other interesting fact about that is that we not only live in a holographic universe that is fractal, but this universe also flashes in and out of existence. Not too many people are aware of that. About half the time, the flicker is so fast that we don't notice it with our eyes. But the fact is that half the time we're not even here. It's somewhat similar to the concept of as if you had a light bulb in a dark room, and then and you light that up, and then turn it off, and then light up another light bulb in another part of the room. And light it up, and then you could say that there's two different light bulbs and there's two different lights. But if you start flicking one off and on, and then flick one off and one on, it looks like the light's moving from one place to another, and if you flicker it fast enough, it'll look like both lights are on at the same time. That's the concept, basically, that this universe functions with, because in reality, even though the light bulbs look like they're on all the time, there's still the energy passing to and from them, and half the time one of them's off and the other one's on. But to our eyesight, it would appear they're on all the time. So this is similar, and also the Palladians also confirm this fact through Barbara Marciniak, and they also state that it is this space in between this flashing in and out of the universe that thought exists, or if you like, belief exists. Because if you're a fan of ET Yoga, you also know that the bottom line for me is that belief's everything. And you can say that thought creates, or you can say that belief creates. But either way you want to look at it, you can't experience anything in this dimensional realm without being a frequency match for that concept. You create the belief, and then it creates the match, or vice versa. You can call it the chicken and the egg, if you like, or they're both creating at the same time, or however you want to look at it. That makes sense to you. But the bottom line here is that you must be a frequency match for what you create. And we are always creating our own realities. And it's just a question of getting a handle on it. Like, jot down on a piece of paper, like, make a catalog of things that you believe. Like, here's my beliefs, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then look in your outer reality and see if you're not seeing that that's so. And I think what you're going to find, if you're being honest with yourself, that you'll notice that. And you can also notice that you can change certain issues that are out there that you prefer to be different, because all you need to do is really change your old beliefs and new ones will eventually manifest. And this is the main thing with the body, is that not only do we have control over our health, but there's things that we can do to maximize our health and help. So we're going to start with just hitting some high points here concerning creating excellent health. And creating excellent health, to me, kind of comes with Bashar's basics, which is pure water, none of this fluoride in your water, oxygenation, which means do like yoga pranayams or some kind of deep breathing exercise to oxygenate the blood, get plenty of exercise, Try to reduce stress as much as possible in your life. Do thorough detoxing, and also lighten your diet up by getting off meat. Those are his basic six. And if you do those, that's the foundations of good health. And he's even said that if you do all those six and provide the body with essential nutrients such as found in superfood that's sold by Dr. Schultz from the American Pharmaceutical Company that's in California, provides all your nutrients, then the body's capable of curing 99.99% of disease issues. That's the capacity. That's the capability of the human body. And further research by Garajev, a Russian scientist, that's G-A-R-A-G-J-E-V, Garajev, has proven that your DNA actually understands your language. So the bottom line is, yeah, you can be talking to your body concerning issues, and no doubt the body's going to go, oh, God, finally, the guy gets it here, or the woman gets it, that, you know, the body understands, because the body listens to everything you say. So, like, it's going to follow your commands. And in fact, here's a really far-out concept that came from a channeling from one of Dolores Cannon's trained people that do life regressions. And one of the patients was getting information from their higher self, which was being recorded. And the patient asked about why they were given cancer, and the higher self said, well, because you had some anger issues to deal with. And then it also said that really the cancer is really easy to eliminate. All you have to do is just tell your DNA to clear it out. Wow. I just thought I'd pass that one on, because at the high levels here of advanced healing, that's what's capable. It's similar to that concept of making the tumors dissolve, that from the Qigong center in Beijing. And by the way, that Beijing China hospital dealt with like 250,000 patients with about an 85% success rate. If you go online, you look under world's first medicine-less hospital, and they achieved that result with no operations and no pharmaceutical drugs whatsoever. So the cat's out of the bag. The truth's out there. The proof's in the pudding. It's been proven. Then the Chinese government came in, shut them down, whatever. Now that both Dr. Pang and Dr. Ming Tong Gu are both in North America teaching Qigong, and one of them, Ming Tong Gu, is the one that I learned Qigong healing sounds from. And so the bottom line is that I guess they were drawing too much attention over there. They don't dwell on what happened there. But if you read in between the lines, that's pretty much the gist of it. And I may also add that at my website at etyoga.com, you can download what I discovered was the root cause of disease, because all disease is connected with dysfunctional emotion. There's no such thing as a disease without some sort of emotional misthinking. It just can't be, because first of all, everything that in the universe that basically is out there is inherently neutral. We by our definitions and our emotions create the emotional impact that we get from making labels. And unless we make a negative label, there's no way you can create a negative like a disease. So it's basically faulty. It is faulty thinking at some level. Now, I might also add that I also said that there's nine fundamental concepts which relate to the complete understanding of the first root cause of disease. But before I get that, I want to mention that in addition to those Bashar basic six, I always add on getting plenty of sunlight. And I'm also involved with sun gazing. And sun gazing is another way that doesn't cost you any money that could cure pretty much anything. You work up to the, you have to do it properly. I would suggest you look under Hira, H-I-R-A, Rattan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K. He's probably the best I've ever heard in terms of telling you how to do the sun gazing and how to do it safely so you don't mess your eyes up. But it's a very, very, very effective technique, and I rank it right up there with Qigong and Egyptian healing rods. And if you don't know about Egyptian healing rods, I'd check that out too, because to me, this is advanced level of healing. Now, when it comes to lifestyles, I mean, take a look at the Amish. Amish aren't involved with technology. They don't take immunization shots. They grow their own organic food. They don't eat meat. I mean, this is the lifestyle. Their kids don't have autism. Out of 60,000 Amish, they don't have cases of autism. They don't have heart disease and cancer like the mainstream population. So there's your lifestyle. Try to emulate it in the city. And these fundamental concepts that relate to the complete understanding of disease is first that the universe was created with unconditional love, and that this frequency is the frequency that your higher self is in alignment with. Second, your experience for third-dimensional reality is based on your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, and definitions. Your outer reality is a mirror reflection. Third, you are 100% responsible for your experience. Responsible doesn't mean you're to blame. It just means that you have the ability to respond. Because you created it, you have the power to fix it. So it's actually your point of power. Fourth, all events are inherently neutral. We place value judgments on external events. Fifth, thought creates or belief creates. Sixth, negativity is a perception based on a value judgment placed upon a neutral event or circumstance. It is essentially an erroneous belief out of which supporting false beliefs spring. Seventh, when you run energy through positive beliefs which are in alignment with your higher self, the results are positive emotions, love, joy, excitement, magic, and peace. And when you run energy through negative beliefs which are not in alignment with your higher self, the results are negative emotions like hate, anger, negative synchronicity, and disharmony. Eighth, when you incarnate in this dimension, you have four tasks to function in 3D. Become aware that thought takes time to manifest. And become aware of your illusion and become one with your higher self. An illusion is all based in fear. There's only one vibration, which is love. Fear is the illusion of the absence of love. And all fear is based on false judgment. This is either self-judgment, like guilt or shame, or outward judgment. In order to conquer fear, you have to conquer illusion. Thus, personal sovereignty or coming into your power cross-connects with healing disease. And this is because disease cannot exist without judgment. And when we function at a level of consciousness without judgment, disease cannot exist. When the earth ascends into the next dimension, disease will not exist either, because disease is a lower vibration. Ninth, acceptance is the higher vibration of judgment. It is beyond forgiveness, because forgiveness implies that something has been done wrong. Acceptance says that all is happening perfectly just as it is, because whatever is happening enables us to grow, and this then enables us to move into the energy of love, trust, and peace. So I'd like to say that there's a free download of this at my website, etyoga.com. And then I want to share with you, this is from Waking Times, one of the most outstanding bits of information that I've come across, and it so fits with the ET Yoga philosophy and the whole concept about higher levels of healing yourself. And it's that we will now talk about and explore how your being and your body is a holographic projection of your consciousness, and how you directly influence that hologram and thus have complete control over the physical health of your body. One of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. Energy is either a particle or a wave, depending upon the expectations of the observer. The quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. The human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times, and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we will call the human energy field, is perpetually informing this quantum reality within us and around us at each and every moment of our existence. And I might add that during this flashing in and out of existence of reality, or the physical version of reality, it's identifying with this consciousness that's in between. That, to me, is the key. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy, the state or the field, our awareness, which is, see, our awareness is constant, and it doesn't flash in and out of existence. And it informs the field what to reappear as when it makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and on how we are feeling. If our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. And there is highly suggestible evidence of the existence of this energetic blueprint in the new research on DNA, which proves that it transmits, receives, and thus reacts, and this energy is directly from the field. And we need to internalize the understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. And this is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half of the time we are formless. Our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness, and they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. If we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus if we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it is rematerializing back into form. And the first step here is to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but that there is an infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind, and thus to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. And as soon as you start to connect to the infinite energy of creation and your own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies in your body, which returns the projection of your body to its natural state. And the projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions and limiting beliefs. Our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered, a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social indoctrination, disrupts this flow, which, if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. And this is also consistent with the Qigong philosophy, which basically states that it's this type of energy that's these disruptions and these emotional blockages that you need to get flowing again. And that's the whole concept of Qigong energy, to keep your body's energy flowing. And another key concept to understand is that your body is always regenerating. And, I mean, to me, this is huge stuff here, because your body replaces itself, like, you know, fairly quickly. Your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And if you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you are really is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, because every being is an expression of the infinite universal consciousness and we have labeled as God, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They're in your mind. And more specifically, they are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come and as new molecules are formed and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. Therefore, you are holding disease, illness, pain, injuries within your consciousness, and The fact is that they are imprinted on your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And this is the other thing that's clear from the Kirlian photographies that they do with people that are sick. It first shows up in your auric field. And that's why people that go to the Bosnian pyramids, that they do the Kirlian photography before they enter the healing chamber and after, is it shows their auric fields are healed, and then their disease is healed. Is because it always shows up in your auric field first. And the exact same Kirlian photography is present when you do Egyptian healing rods. So you hold the rods for 15 minutes a day, and it basically heals your auric field. And, you know, this is huge stuff. And if this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our willful control, but the rate at which we age may be under control as well. And I know all this sounds fantastic, But these changes are noticeable within the human body and mind, even after a little bit of practice and training. So decide to feel and experience it for yourself and learn how to meditate. This is what evidence is clearly suggesting. The only hindrance to tapping into this nature of the universe is our own conscious awareness, your level of attention, and your beliefs. And again, what it all comes down to is your beliefs. So, in a nutshell, our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty, a knowing, that we will be healed. And this is directly achieved by accessing the most fundamental level of reality through deep meditation. And this is because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible. And the restructuring of reality is dictated. And if there's one thing I hope that you learn from listening to ET Yoga, is that concept that anything is possible. And, you know, it's never over till it's over, as the Yogi Berra would say. That's an old baseball player. But the bottom line here is that anything is possible, and if you believe it, it is. And with respect to these limitations, well, you don't have any limitations. Nothing's impossible. It's only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And these are also part of the ultimate truth of reality, which from time to time I do go over, and time permitting, I'll touch upon some of that as well. Because the bottom line is there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it's happening as a result of the way I think. And the appearance of all limitation is therefore an effect of error thinking. And the only way that you have limitations is because you believe you do. And you then create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of your beliefs. And the bottom line here is that that's just what we're talking about when we start talking about advanced healing. And it's all related to the ultimate truths of reality. Now, about, I don't know, 5 years or so ago, I actually did, I took a whole bunch of Bashar concepts, that's B-A-S-H-A-R, and I cross-referenced them with Barbara Marciniak material, Pleiadian material. So that was from, I guess, mostly from her book that was Bringers of the Dawn, that came out in about early 1970s. Bashar comes from supposedly, I don't know, 1,500 years in our future. So there's 1,500 years in our future. Barbara Marciniak represented the now. And then if you want to go back to 2,000 years ago, this information of the ultimate truths of reality were channeled information that was kept in the mystery schools for close to 2,000 years until it came out. And some of these concepts are basically the rules by which we live. I mean, it's what reality is. In fact, you want to talk about reality, there's no objective reality. There's an idea of a consensus reality. Reality is the experience. And I will articulate some of these basic ultimate truths of reality that were hidden in the mystery schools. Number one, prime creator or God is all that is. Therefore, I am prime creator expressing itself as me. I'm not striving for perfection as I am already perfect. What I'm striving for is to remember my perfection. No one can create in my reality but me. Nothing can be in my reality unless I create it. Everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As a creator, I am 100% responsible for everything I create. Number seven, everything happens for a reason. Eight, there are no accidents. Nothing happens by chance. Nine, I create 100% of the time. I have the power to choose whether I apply that 100% toward creating what I want or energizing what I don't want. In other words, what you focus on, and there's the connection there to mainstream or lamestream media, because they want to focus your attention on something negative and then give their spin to it, so thus programming you. Okay, 10, I am the only me there is. I am not divided into parts. 11, all events are neutral. There are no negative experiences, although I can choose to define any experience as negative. Therefore, if I'm experiencing negativity in my life, then I've chosen it. By the way, it reminds me of a quote from Sri Ramana Maharshi. You thank God for the good things in your life, but you don't say anything about the negative. Well, that's where you go wrong. Think about it. You learn more when things go wrong. Number 12, there's only one vibration, love. Fear is the illusion of the absence or lack of love. 13, I cannot be in fear unless I believe that whatever I fear has more power than I do. 14, how I feel is a reaction to what I believe. 15, all disease is caused by the denial of negativity within. 16, there are no victims, there are only lessons. 17, I am the only authority in my life. However, in an attempt to avoid taking responsibility for being that authority, I can choose to falsely believe that someone or something else has power over me. 18, every person, place, or thing of which I become aware is a mirror and has the potential to be a gift. 19, at any given moment, I'm either giving love or asking for love. 20, I am that which I create. And 21, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my belief. And those are the 21 ultimate truths of reality, which you can't find anymore, so that's why I bring them up on ET Yoga every so often. And in capsule here, what I hope to do was provide our listening audience tonight with ways and means that you can help create positive health and some advanced methods. I'm not talking about the middle ground where there's lots of things that can be done to improve from beginning levels. That the advanced stuff, to my way of thinking, is Egyptian healing rods, Qigong, sun gazing, and, of course, identifying with that infinite source of energy in between the flashing in and out of the universes, and then creating your beliefs with respect to how you want your body to be, and also communicating with your body how you want to be. Because it's a very, very little used method that can be highly effective, and again, depending on your beliefs. Now, if you want to check your beliefs out, a good way to do that is to, Bashar has a method called deservability. Ask yourself, can I fly an airplane in 5 years? And maybe you'll hesitate. Well, hesitation usually means no. How about in 10 years? Oh, yeah, easy. Ask yourself questions. See what your immediate answers are. If your immediate answers are yes, then it could happen at any time. I mean, and if you're thinking things are far for a little farther down the road, then they probably are. So, you can do a little self-testing of your own. Now, at this point, I'd like to give my thanks and appreciation and gratitude to ET Yoga listening audience and wish you my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I'll share with you the Who Am I technique, which is basically you put the thought eye in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And you put your full energy into that spot, and you become that spot, and then you ask the question, who am I? And you can ask it once or 10 times or whatever is comfortable for you. And then the idea is to state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.